From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You know healthcare costs are high when big business says they're ready to do something about it. Today, a group of Fortune 500 company heads are announcing their support for a healthcare reform plan. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here to chat about that plan. Janet, who exactly is leading the charge here, and what sort of reform exactly is this group calling for?
Well, the CEO of Safeway, the grocery chain, put this group together, and they call themselves the Coalition to Advance Healthcare Reform. This includes more than two dozen heavy-hitting company leaders, like CEOs from General Mills, Pepsi, and Aetna Insurance. Safeway CEO Steve Bird is the driving force behind this group. He has a webcast on the Safeway website that explains why he thinks this is a critical issue for businesses to take on, and he also penned an op-ed in today's Washington Times. Bird says that businesses and insured people end up paying more for health care to subsidize those who don't have insurance, and he says by next year, the average Fortune 500 company will have a health care bill that exceeds its net income. And he says that's already happened at Safeway, which is why his attention has been drawn to this. But while Bird is calling for national reforms, it's interesting to note that many of his own company employees have to pay for their own health care or go without, at least initially. That's because of new union rules that were signed a few years ago. Thousands of Safeway employees have to wait up to 18 months before the company kicks in any health care benefit contributions.
So what kind of reform exactly is the group calling for?
Well, an article in the LA Times today says that a lot of these reforms, Alex, are similar to what California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is proposing for that state. Essentially, the group wants everyone to be required to get health care insurance and carry it with no exclusions for pre-existing conditions. They want government assistance available to low-income people so that they can get coverage. And they want there to be incentives that would promote healthy behavior. And also, the group says that health care premiums should be tax-deductible for individuals so that if you're a freelancer and you pay for your own health care, that would end up being tax-deductible.
I'm sure there are a lot of folks quite happy about this, but what's been the reaction overall to this plan?
It seems positive. I spoke with Karen Davis at the Commonwealth Fund. She says some of the reforms would benefit large companies, but two elements of this proposal make it an important one to consider, she says.
What's most significant about this is supporting a strategy for getting everyone covered and the shared responsibility of employers to contribute toward that coverage.
So the media blitz is on. This coalition is in D.C. today calling for these reforms and then heads to California later this week to press for reforms at the state level.
Thanks so much, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.